time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce is here at the piano. He takes a familiar tune, which could be a children's tune, could be a folk song, could be a familiar melody from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Gary Hoffman is joining us on the phone from, Gary, is it Sun Valley or Ketchum, Idaho?
It's Ketchum, but if I go 200 feet up a hill, I'm in Sun Valley.
Okay, beautiful place you're calling from, Gary.
It's very, very beautiful up here.
Gary, you actually went to music school, is that right?
Oh, God, I hope you weren't going to bring that up. I was kicked out of high school band. I tried a semester of flute. I couldn't do it. The band director asked me politely to leave and go take choir. Years later, I was in Chicago trying to take guitar at the Old Town School of Folk Music. After about 6 weeks, they politely asked me to leave, saying that it didn't seem like I was getting very far. About 10 years later, in my early 30s, I took private piano lessons. After about a month, the piano teacher said, "I think I've taught you everything I can. Good luck." And good riddance. I can't play an instrument.
So you've basically been kicked out of three music programs.
Yes, I quietly play the harmonica when nobody is around now.
Well, Gary, it's been great having you. Thanks for calling, but I don't know if you're quite... No, I'm kidding. Well, Gary, I think you know what you've gotten yourself into here.
Indeed.
Bruce will play the puzzler, then your job will be to name the hidden tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating with this. Are you all set?
I'm all set.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Wow, Gary, what do you make of that?
Yeah, what do you make of that? Well, you asked me first, so I guess I'll give it a shot. Well, you know, I was thinking along the lines of, the Schumann and Chopin era, that kind of...
Well, you're zeroing in on two, and one of them is actually correct. So here's your 50-50 moment.
Okay, 50-50 moment, Chopin.
Yes!
Okay.
Frederick Chopin. What made you think Frederick Chopin so quickly?
As I mentioned before, I have no musical ability. So when I'm listening, I'm trying to compare it with whatever I've heard in the past that sounds like that. I don't know thirds from seconds, and I don't know a lot of the terminology that you throw around so glibly on the radio when you're discussing some of these great composers. So it's just really a matter of, well, what does it sound like? And to me, it sort of sounded like Chopin.
Perfect answer, I think.
Well, you know, all those terms we throw around really are just words for the things we're listening to, which is what it sounds like. And music is what it sounds like, you know.
So, exactly.
Yeah, what does it sound like?
Yeah.
So, Bruce, Chopin was who you had in mind?
No. Yes, actually.
Yes. Don't do that to me.
It has many Chopinisms. It's in three, which is, of course, not only Chopin's domain, but it does help because he wrote so many mazurkas and waltzes. And the structure is like a Chopin mazurka. In the middle, it goes into this texture. And then it goes back through a transition to the beginning. And the tune itself.
Yes, Fred, help.
I thought I might have recognized a tune. I'm used to hearing jazz singers sing this, if it's the tune I recognize.
I think you're right, Fred.
Well, perhaps we could hear a little more.
Yeah, let's start it again, and I'll play exactly the way it was the first time. Let's see what happens. Okay, now there was a big ornament there, but the opening... If I take this Chopin ornament out, you have...
I'm having one of those moments, and it's not a senior moment. It's a puzzler moment where I have the tune, and I can sort of sing it along. I'm trying now to get it again.
Okay.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, you can sing along with it, but what the heck is the name?
Ain't Misbehaving.
Hey, Ain't Misbehaving. That is correct.
Ain't Misbehaving, Saving My Love for You. Yeah.
Yeah, Fats Waller.
That's right, Fats Waller. You got Fats Waller on Chopin and Ain't Misbehaving. I guess we won't throw him out of the Puzzler School of Music.
you're too kind.
Now, Bruce, the melody itself, the way Fats Waller wrote it, is fairly straightforward, but you really Chopinized it.
Yes, Fred. That's what the Puzzler is all about.
Yeah. So I mean, it was hard to recognize at first.
Yes. I think probably one of the things that gave it away was this moment. Because it's a little strange, but if you have the tune in the original major... And then you... Put it in minor. And then you ornament it. And then the harmonies. And then a big ornament at the end.
And that is how you build a piano puzzler, step-by-step process.
And
right
then the
there.
Middle is also... Uh-huh. Which also...
Well, Bruce, you're a great one for misbehaving yourself.
Yes, I suppose.
And yet, because I didn't do too badly on it, I didn't cover the family name with shame or Sun Valley with shame, I forgive you all your transgressions, past, present, and future.
Thank you.
Gary, for playing this week's Piano Puzzler, we're going to send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that classic piano puzzler signed by the man himself, Bruce Adolph.
Wow, I'll start looking for a frame right now.
Gary Hoffman from Sun Valley, or from Ketchum, just down the hill from Sun Valley in Idaho. Gary, what's your public radio station?
That would be KWRV, Wood River Valley.
Gary, thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
It's been a pleasure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.